I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Facebook-fueled revolutions that brought down governments in Tunisia and Egypt have spread across the region. Now activists in Israel are taking a page from the social media playbook of their Arab neighbors. But the uprising in Israel is not about freedom or regime change. As we learned from The World's Matthew Bell in Jerusalem, it's about cottage cheese.
The first thing to know about Israeli cottage cheese is it's really good. Trust me on this, I never considered myself a big fan of cottage, as it's known here, until I moved to Jerusalem. Second, Israelis are crazy about the stuff. Cafe owner Yitzik Yaakov says kids, older people, everybody in Israel loves cottage cheese.
It's a cheese from the small people in the city, you know? It's like
the people's cheese.
The people's cheese. Yeah.
And the people are angry. They're angry because the price of cottage cheese has skyrocketed. This Jerusalem grocery store is called Mr. Zoll, or Mr. Cheap. But 9 ounces of cottage cheese, which would go for maybe $1.40 in the U.S., sells here for more than $2. And that's not cheap enough for shopper Rahel Dreffler.
I have a good salary. For me, it's not a problem to pay these prices. But I look at the other families that have a lot of children who are suffering, and it's unfair that the prices are so high. And that's why I'm participating in this boycott.
The boycott started on Facebook last week. Tens of thousands of people have already joined the group. Zelig Krohn says he supports the boycott. He's got 7 kids at home. And unfortunately, they're big fans of Israel's finest.
Yeah, that's the problem. It is the best cottage cheese. That's the problem. That's why we're all having a whole fit about it.
So can you live without it?
No. But if we don't have a choice, we'll have to live without it.
So are you participating in the boycott?
Of course.
And who's responsible for pushing up cottage cheese prices? Economist Eyal Kimhi says it's the 3 Israeli companies that control Israel's dairy industry.
It now becomes clear that there's some exploitation of consumers on their behalf.
The cost of dairy production in Israel is higher than in Europe, for example, which subsidizes its dairy industry. Israel's warm climate also adds to production costs. But Kimhi says such explanations fail to satisfy outraged Israeli consumers.
When you see a price of a single product that is considered to be a basic product rises so much in a certain time period, then people become aware of that and then go out to the streets, sort of.
And maybe they're picking up on the Arab Spring.
Yeah, using the Facebook, for sure.
The impressive response to the boycott was the subject of a recent editorial in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. The piece lamented the relative lack of outrage over Israel's diplomatic impasse with its Arab neighbors. The headline put it this way, quote, "If only Israelis cared about more than cottage cheese." For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.